Welcome to the Quick Talk Podcast with Joshua Latimer, where we discuss business, life, family, faith, struggle, fire, pain, and ultimately winning.
It's time to take massive action.
Look, I can't work harder on your life or business than you do.
It's ultimately all on you.
You know, God created all the food the birds would ever need, but he doesn't put it in their nest. You've got to go get it.
10 out of 10 people die. So how about doing something today that actually matters while you still can?
Hey, everybody, Josh here with the Quick Talk Podcast. How are you doing? I'm going to do a little episode today and just go on a little rant and add some massive value to you, okay? So I was doing a boot camp coaching call with someone in my boot camp named Rich. What's up, Rich, if you're listening? And we were talking about sales, and he had some good questions because he has a newer business. And he's like, what's your sales process, Josh? How did you do it? And it reminded me that we did have a very specific methodology to get sales. And I'm specifically talking in this example about residential sales, because that's where I recommended he start, right? When you have a young business and you don't have a lot of cash flow and you're trying to get it going, we need to start with the fastest path to cash. And really large commercial sales are amazing. But in a way, it's almost a luxury to be able to focus on those, because the sales cycle is very long and it can take a long time to develop relationships and do it the right way to get those big mega whale accounts. But anyway, back to the residential stuff. So he asked me, and I said, and we started talking about it. And the first thing I asked him was, number one, the first rule to a residential sale, as far as our process was, is that we gave a price for every single service we offered, regardless if the customer asked for it. So it doesn't matter what kind of service company you have, but most of us offer multiple services, right? And you're going to get a phone call and someone's going to ask you for a quote for maybe one of those services. Well, when you show up to do the estimate, we don't give them a price just for that one service. We give them a price for every single service we offer, and we keep track of those prices so that we have a copy and a record of it forever. So that they have it, so that we have it. And we would tell the customer, we'd say, hey, I know you requested a quote for gutter cleaning or whatever the service was, but we actually went ahead and priced out every service that we offer, just so you have a copy of it in case something comes up in the future. And we'll also have a copy. If you call us, it'll save us both some time. And actually, now that I mention it, I noticed that when I was in the back of your home, I noticed this thing, right? And so I would recommend that you at least consider this one. I think you're good here, here, and here, but you might want to consider this. So my point is that with residential sales, the first thing you want to be is a professional recommender, okay? There's this psychological sales law called the law of authority. And that's the reason when you watch a TV commercial for a pharmaceutical drug, the guy selling it or pitching it on the commercial will wear like a white lab coat, right? Even though he's not a doctor, why do they do that? Well, it's because in your brain, we associate doctors as an authority figure. And I don't care if you're a carpet cleaner or a pressure cleaner or whatever, if you position yourself correctly and you look nice and you're confident and articulate, even if you're terrified inside, you can fake it till you make it a little bit. You can professionally recommend things, and it makes people a lot more comfortable in terms of what they buy. Okay, for example, if there was company A said, hey, Mrs. Jones, I don't know if you know, we also clean gutters, and I can give you a quote for gutter cleaning. Would you like one? Okay, that's company A. Company B, my approach, I'll be company B, would be to become a professional recommender. And so the way we trained our staff and our salespeople would be to say, Mrs. Jones, do you have a second? Can you step outside? I just wanted to show you something real quick. I just want to make sure I pointed this out. You see up in this corner here, there's a little plant growing in the gutter. I got up on the ladder, and actually this whole gutter is full of dirt and debris and shingle grit and things. I don't know if you clean that yourself or not, but if you don't get it taken care of, it can cause some water damage in your foundation. And so my recommendation would be for you to have that cleaned. I went ahead and priced it, and the price for us to do it is $199. If you want to do it yourself, that's okay. I just wanted to make sure that you were aware of it. Do you have any questions? Okay. So company B was a professional recommender who was consultative, and company A just tried to take money or get money or tried to sell something to someone. Massive difference, right? Massive difference. Now, both were trying to upsell a bona fide service that the customer needed. But it's all about the way that you do it. And when I was talking to Rich about sales, it just reminded me, like, the way that you do the stuff you do is so critical. It's huge. The way that you talk, the tone of your voice when you answer the phone, the way that your literature looks and the colors you use, and the way that you package your pricing together, the way that you follow up, the way that you look, the way that you smell, right? All of this stuff matters. And last night late, I was just kind of like in a YouTube zombie kind of space out before I go to bed, just flicking through some videos. And I saw one with Tony Robbins, and he referenced a really interesting study I had never heard about. And they did some study where a bunch of people were walking on the sidewalk in New York, I think, and they had a cup of coffee. And they would randomly walk up to strangers and say, "Oh, can you hold this?" And they'd just stick the coffee cup out, and then they bend over like they're gonna tie their shoe or something. And they just said, "Oh, can you hold this?" They didn't wait for the person to say, "Yeah, sure, I'll hold your coffee," or say, "No, I don't have time to hold your coffee." They just like did it. It was like kind of rude, you know? They just stuck the coffee in their hand, bent over, tied their shoe, and then pulled it up and said, "Oh, thank you so much," and then walked away. And they did this to like a couple hundred people or something. Now, what they did, though, is they had half of the coffee was hot coffee and half of it was iced coffee, cold coffee. And then they went and tracked down the people that got stopped and were requested to hold the coffee and asked them, "What's your opinion of the person that just asked you to hold their coffee?" And for all the people on the sidewalk that got handed a cup of cold coffee, 81% of them said that the person was rude and cold and just kind of like undesirable, right? Like that was just kind of rude. Like that sucked. Why did this random stranger make me hold their stupid coffee? And then on the other side, though, the people that held the warm coffee, 80% of them. Think about this. This is the same thing happening. The only variable is the coffee being hot or cold. 80% of the people that got the warm coffee said, "Oh, the person was really nice and warm and friendly and it was no big deal," right? How massive is that? You know, we are very psychologically, chemically driven creatures, whether we realize it or not. And no one likes to be sold, but everybody likes to buy. Everybody likes to purchase. And think about that. Just because they held cold coffee, they associated, without even realizing why, they associated a feeling of, "I don't like this person." And warm coffee, "Oh, it's okay. I can help this person out." I think that's amazing. And so for your service company, no matter what it is, you got to be really intentional about focusing on the how you do the stuff. How do I do this? How do I improve on that? The real way to become a nightmare to compete with is not just by having systems, it's by having good systems. It's by really breaking it down and ripping it apart and making it better and improving it in every way you can. And that might be at a basic level in the beginning. That's totally fine. I call that a minimally viable system. And that's how we start, and that's awesome. But to recap, I guess, let's go back. Rule number one with residential sales is you give them a price for every single service you offer, and you keep track of those prices. Rule number two, which is huge, is to be a professional recommender, right? Rule number three, which is a big one I've talked about many times in the podcast, is to make sure that you offer packages. Packages. So someone calls you and says, "I want a quote to clean the upholstery on my sofa," or whatever, right? And you're a carpet cleaner. That's great, but you're going to give them a price for everything to do just that sofa, or to do the living room, in the kitchen, and to do the whole house, and to do the whole house plus the basement. And then, but what you're going to do after you give them all the a la carte pricing is you're going to give them packages. And so let's say that the sofa is $200, which I have no idea how much it costs for someone to do that. So don't get mad at me if that's way off. Let's say it's $200 to really deep clean a sofa. Well, you're going to price your a la carte pricing, your individual pricing, in such a way that you can build a package that's more desirable, that includes that sofa for only a little bit more, but they get all this other stuff, right? So when you're selling it to them as a professional recommender, you say, "Oh, Mr. Jones, I'm all set. Here's your pricing sheet. It only took me a minute to go through it with you. So what I did is I gave you a price for all the stuff we offer, blah, 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 like I said a minute ago, right?" Then you get to the sofa and you say, "The sofa is actually, it's only $199 to clean the sofa. And we actually use a super advanced technology that's really amazing. And it's the germs are killed and whatever. And it's really great and hot steam or whatever. And you're creating perceived value and explaining it. Now, what I would personally recommend, Mr. Jones, is you choose our luxury package, which actually includes this sofa, but it also includes all of your hallways and one room of your choice. And I did notice there was a lot of foot traffic in the hallway, and that definitely is something that needs to be taken care of. And that's only $299. So for $100 more, you get all this extra stuff. You want to make that offer, and you want to make the offer as a professional recommender. Okay, because a certain portion of people, a certain percentage of the population, will almost always pick the most expensive package no matter what. It's like an irresistible thing in their brain, especially if you present it correctly. So if you want an instantaneous way to practically double your average ticket, start quoting every service you do, become a professional recommender, and then group packages together. Now, the way that you do the pricing with the packages is definitely important. You don't want to do a package and say, oh, here's the price for service one, service two, and service three, but if you do all three, you save 10%. Really? Like, that's so lame. That's like what everybody does. That doesn't get me excited. Does that get you excited? Right? You want to buy, this item one, item two, item three, it's $300 or each $100, or you can buy all of them and save 10%. Come on. I mean, that's not enough. So what I like to do is inflate the a la carte prices. I like to make my a la carte prices a little more juicy. So rather than saying you could buy them separately for 100, 100, 100, or 300 would be the normal price, and I'll discount that down to 270, which is 10% off. To me, that's kind of white noise and kind of like, okay, well, maybe, if I really want all three, I'll do it, but it's not going to really push me to that package. Instead, I'd say service one is $150, service two is $150, service three is $150. So if you want to do all of these and you need all of them, it's $450. But if you choose our luxury package, and because you're a new customer, we can actually, save you 40% off of that, which is going to drop the price, all the way down to, $270, which is the same price that was the 10% off. You see what I did there, though? So I'm still getting what I needed to get, but psychologically, it's a much more powerful offer to the customer. So some other things to keep in mind are the quality of your literature. A lot of guys, when I was starting out, I would go do bids, and they would like write a price in the back of a business card and give it to someone, or they'd use those little crappy little carbon copy sheets, right? Because they're easy. You order them, you write the price, you write out the estimate, you tear off one, you keep one, you give one to them. That's fine. That's what literally everybody does. Or you do some sort of an invoice, or you email a price invoice to them out of your CRM. Look, I'm not knocking you if you do that, but for me personally, okay, we had massive success because we stood out like a sore thumb. And the estimate sheet that we used residentially was a very thick, glossy 8.5 by 11 flyer that was two-sided, that had all kinds of cool elements on it that were all thought out, had a date on it, had all the a la carte pricing. I'd hand sign the signature line at the bottom of the front of it, had all of our packages. It had an area for notes on the back where we could write all the notes of all the things we recommended and we noticed and all that kind of stuff. But it also had a picture of their house that we would print and put on the estimate sheet. And not everybody maybe is able to do that right now because maybe you're a one-man show and you're overwhelmed. But I'm telling you right now that when my company would bid a job for $600 and we went through the whole process I just told you, we priced out everything. We were a professional recommender. We grouped things into packages. We noticed things that they didn't even ask for and just let them know, hey, you may want to consider getting this done in the future. Then we present it to them on an estimate sheet that we print off in our truck, right, using an iPad, and it has a picture of their house on it, on the estimate sheet, and our pricing $600, okay? And just visualize that process. And then another guy comes along, possibly even technically better at cleaning the thing or mowing the lawn. Maybe he's just a ninja lawnmower, but he doesn't understand any of this other stuff that I'm talking about today. He comes along and gives a price and gives them a carbon copy thing and just gives them the price they're looking for, right? Who's going to get that job? Even if he was $450 or $400, maybe even $350, but we're $600, that customer has to think long and hard about who they're going to do business with, because it's very hard for them to reconcile just paying a little bit more for what they feel will be so much of a more professional experience and service. So that's pretty much it. I thought that would be valuable to you. You know, we're over halfway through the year. I hope you're on pace to hit your goals. Hopefully you actually have written goals. Hopefully, and if you don't, do it right now. And as a side note for goals, you don't have to make your goal like a 27-year life plan. And if you do that, it's pointless, right? Because you don't even know what's going to happen 1 year from now. Make like a 6 to 12 month goal. Make it 1 to 2 sentences. Make it razor sharp. And then start moving towards that. Start networking with like-minded people who can encourage you and help you improve and grow. So that's pretty much it. If you want to join the Growth Vault, we have a lot of businesses in there. It's a Facebook group. Just search for The Growth Vault. And there's, you know, I think there's a couple thousand people in there now or real close to it. It's a great business building free Facebook group. You can go there. You can go to thegrowthvault.com. There's some free resources and trainings and teachings in there covering lots more of the stuff that we're talking about right now. But that's it. Until next time, I'll talk to you later. Take care and God bless.
Hey, thanks for hanging out, friends. And from all of us here at the Quick Talk Podcast team, we hope you love today's show. We hope that you were inspired to become a doer and not just a listener. Apply what you've heard today in your own business and watch things change for the better. Lastly, remember that all the money in the world can't save your soul. Seek first the kingdom of God, my friends. We'll see you next time.
For more information about the Quick Talk Podcast or Joshua's other businesses, visit our website, quicktalkpodcast.com. Have a blessed day.